Hi, my name is Matthew Wood. I'm a sophomore at Concordia University, Irvine, and I'm from Glendale, Arizona. I was born in Seoul, South Korea on January 20th, 1993. And the president inauguration day was Bill Clinton's inauguration when he just got elected to office. As far as I know, my birth mom, she really couldn't like support a child. And so I was sent to an adoption clinic. And then about, I would say 6 months into my birth, my real parents from the U.S., they looked into adopting someone from Korea. And so it just happened to be me. I got adopted and then moved to the States. And after that, I got my U.S. citizenship about a year later. And so, yeah, that's pretty much as far as I know. It's kind of interesting because I've always wondered really what life would be like if I stayed in South Korea. Because I could probably tell that life would be very different, obviously, because I know that South Koreans, they're very, it would be a lot more of school in my life, a lot more probably rigorous study than it probably would be here in the U.S., but like also just the lifestyle, the culture there is a lot different, and so I've always been kind of, you know, questioning, wondering, like, how will my life be different, so it's definitely very exciting, first time being able to actually be able to vote and use my right and privilege to vote. I voted for Mitt Romney, and even though the person I chose didn't get in the office, it was still just a very memorable experience. I had actually a couple of transfer students that came from South Korea, and they just tell the lifestyle there, how it's very different, how it's a lot more like education, how much education is valued over there. They told me they'll put in about 20, 18 hours sometimes a day in just their schoolwork. And just thinking about that, it just makes me wonder, like, really how much my life would be different. And then also just, like, how life is different between the South Korea and the U.S. And so, also, I would definitely say that I probably have more opportunity just because, probably mostly because of situations my parents were in. My mom, for example, she didn't get to go to college because her dad was very sick around the time she was supposed to go to college, and so she was forced to, like, stay home, take care of him. And also she was in a little bit of a less, a little bit more poor situation than I was. Not, like, total poverty, but just it was very hard for her family to be able to support a college education for her. And also just the fact that I think that the fact that I gave it to go to a Christian university, a smaller school where I can interact with professors more, and it's not just like a big school setting, I think is something that my parents, I don't think, were really given the chance to. And so I would probably say that I've probably been lucky to have the opportunity that I have, and because my parents, just because the situation they were in, probably didn't have the same chance that I have currently. They had their sights on me going to college, like ever since I started school, really. That was their goal for both me and my sister. And so, yeah, they saved up money for me to go to college. My dad also gets his job pays him pretty well. And so that also helps. And so, yeah, they made sure that they wanted me to get a college education. Like, it was almost like a definite, like, no matter what, we're going to get you a college education. So I think in that way I've been very lucky, and they've been very supportive of that. Basically, I've lived in the same house in Glendale, Arizona my entire life. Front yard, it's always been the same. Bunch of cactuses, lots of them. Sometimes makes it a pain when you're playing basketball. But ball always shoots into one of them sometimes. Me personally, I love sports. I've been involved in sports ever since I was little, from youth leagues in the YMCA to like high school sports. And it's kind of a career I want to pursue in the future. It's something in the sports field, like a college athletic department, or maybe in pro basketball somehow. Being a sophomore, second semester sophomore, and just looking at the news, like, things aren't looking too bright, apparently, and just because the economy, the job market is not doing great, and a lot of employers are looking for people with a good amount of experience, and just, like, first-year graduating college students, it's just really hard, I think, right now to get a job because you don't have that experience on your resume to help you find employment. And just looking forward, I just hope I can get enough experience with some work experience or being able to get internships. If nothing else, I'm looking also to graduate school. But yeah, the job market out there is pretty, it's not looking too great, obviously. We all know that. And just looking forward, I'm just hoping to build enough experience where I'll hopefully be able to get a good enough job to support myself and possibly a family in the future. But yeah, definitely, I think it's very hard out there for people, especially for first-year college graduates. I don't know. I just don't, like, in terms of Obamacare, I'm not really so big of a fact that it's like he's almost forcing it upon people. It's like not, I don't know. It's just kind of like forcing a plan upon people instead of giving them a choice. And so that's something I'm not really, you know, a big fan of. And that's kind of why I lean to more Romney when I voted during the election. And so, yeah, just healthcare-wise, I think everyone should try to have it. But in terms of a lot of people, some people just can't afford it. It's really hard sometimes, or just that they don't like the plan that's given to them because of Obamacare. And so I think people should have more of a choice, and it should be also more easily accessible. Yeah, I think our country, I mean, the economic, people are kind of saying like, oh my gosh, America is going down the drain. And I just think, you know, we're hitting bumps in and there. I mean, people think it's like the end of the world whenever something really bad happens in America. But we look at our country's history. I mean, we've gone through a lot worse than this. And so you just compare us to other countries, we're still doing pretty good to pretty much like half, compared to like half the world out there. And so looking forward, I mean, I have faith in our politicians and our political system that they'll keep us moving forward, keep us progressing, and I think we'll be in good shape. I mean, the economic troubles, obviously, people are looking at that and are saying, this isn't looking too good. I'm not sure how this country is going to be going forward. But my thought is just like, I think we'll be okay. We're seeing a little bump in the road. I mean, it's happened all the time. And so if we can get past that, I think we'll be in pretty good shape moving forward as a country. Obviously, I didn't vote for Obama, but I wish him best of luck because he's still our president. And, you know, I just hope that going forward, he can help, you know, boost this country back up just in terms of economic standing and stuff, and also just help us move forward so that for us and in future generations, this country will be, you know, still strong and thriving and hopefully provide opportunities for everyone. And just in terms of the political system, I just think, you know, politicians, this has probably been repeated and banged on the head then again and again, but politicians should look more towards just the needs of the people instead of advancing their own political careers. I know this is repeated often, but it's just that, you know, it's their job to look after us. I mean, just to help hear the voice of the people. And, you know, I think too many politicians sometimes just look to advance their own careers out of self-interest instead of actually looking towards what the problems are with our country, like listening to the people and taking their opinions and then maybe helping shape policies or whatever. To help improve that, but I think they just look to how they can advance their own careers. And so I think maybe if there's a way for politicians to look more towards helping others, helping their constituents, instead of just looking to their own self-interest, I think that can help, definitely help our country improve in terms of politically and just overall.